Hey, this is Russ Dizdar, and it is Thursday, August the 5th, 2010. We simply ask that God's Spirit will speak into hearts and lives. Father, stretch your hand out in the name of Jesus. In extraordinary ways, save, heal, and deliver. Welcome all of the friends that are downloading from around the world. To the Russians, to the Chinese, those in Germany, the Netherlands, Finland, France, Pretoria, South Africa, Brazil, Barbados, Mexico, the Philippines, Bangalore, India. Listen, all across the United States and also Canada, Australia, many other places. We're just simply saying to you today, welcome in the name of the living Christ, the one that, we know and that we have the privilege of being a part of the mission of God. So I hope you know the mission. I hope you know what it's all about, because it's about you. That's the only reason I'm here. The only reason you're hearing this voice is the compelling love of God, the urgency of the days that we're living in, and the great news that God has come to rescue, that a new day is coming when the Prince of Peace returns and the Lamb lies down with the lion. There's an age coming when all war ends and all of the rape and all of the fighting and all of the racism and all of the junk that destroys humanity. But that day, that real time in history is all about the coming of the Prince of Peace, the same one that gave his life at the cross. Now, there is an alternative being pushed out there. It is furious right now. It is clear on the basis of Revelation 12 that they know that their time is short. So the apex of the deception, of the masquerade, of the alternative, taking what is God's and turning it around, making a counterfeit, and literally setting up individuals, ultimately setting up the world, the great deception will lead to the greatest of destructions. Well, this is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. We have on that page hundreds of MP3s, information, the series for every single week, and also the weekend. And we're announcing again the great conference in Las Vegas, Nevada, August 27th, 28th. And also the conference on supernatural science and technology, or prophecy rather, in Canton, Ohio, October the 1st and the 2nd. We're going to hope that you are going to travel to one of those places, and we're still looking to be a part of other conferences in other places. It looks like the California conference is going to be put off for now due to the need for funding. So we pray for Sheila and those that were going to set that up for a new day, but we are still open to coming other places and even to churches. We'd love to be there. We're glad that you're taking time to listen, because this week and last week, I believe, was very providential in what was going on. I think that we laid foundations last week, but there were questions and, more than that, an urgency that God had given concerning continuing the series on this issue of hybrid, of Nephilim, and what and how it relates to today. Now, before we get there and I give a recap, let me give you a little bit of the news. Besides the conferences coming up, besides the series that are out right now, and I would encourage you that if you're listening to the Nephilim series that we are doing and the concept of enhanced humans by Nephilim genetics, tracking them, fighting them, can they be saved, Nephilim evidence, well, that's the theme for this week. And we have the series Dark Rituals, Dark Powers. It's about 10 hours already done. And we hope that you'll take a look at that, because that series would connect with this very, very, very well. We have been watching some of the news items across the board, and I've been thinking through, you know, how do you deal with talking about Nephilim and getting into the entire study and then looking at what's going on around us? the socialism that is being pushed, that is really a spirit-guided globalism. Right underneath all of this socialism is the goal of globalism, the spirit that drives it, and that is what is behind all of this. It's not about flesh and blood alone. It's not about just individuals. It is what is behind the elections coming up, what is occurring in the United States, the seeming dismantling and, destabilization of so many things around us. It all has roots in the spiritual influence that is around us. And I'm going to tell you today, in response to prophecy, that in every biblical indication, fighting to the end is the best thing to do. Fighting for the souls of men, fighting for what is true, and based on prophetic, biblical, predictive content, because of the prophetic writings, and because of the gospel of Christ, the eternal command of God is for nations, Romans chapter 16, verse 25 on down, that nations. So whatever you feel as an American, as you're listening, if you're Canadian, whatever nation you're listening from, it is God's command, God's call, that all nations would turn to the living Christ, would turn to the Prince of Peace. Prophesied 700 years before he came, this would be Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, that the governments would rest on his shoulders. You can be sure that he is going to come to rule and to reign. And politicians and those involved in the political system that are believers in Christ, the great mission of God is to lead nations to Christ and to turn them in that direction. Because that brings God's blessing, and that's the laws of engagement for an individual and also for a nation. You can be sure that nations crumble because of the moral sin decadence and the open doors for the demonic side. In every case, individually and nationally, that brings the ruin and destruction of lives and of nations. And so, as we enter into this, well, actually this week, it is the fifth part totally of this week's series. Monday, Tuesday at 6, Tuesday at 7, Wednesday at 6, and then tonight. So as we welcome you, there's battles going on across the nation. There's Arizona voting against overwhelmingly the Obamacare health plan. There is in California a judge that has been convinced by the gay activist community to vote or to make a judgment against the voters. Against the voters. The voters that overwhelmingly voted that marriage is between a man and a woman. It is historic. It is biblical. It is God in creation. It is nature. And there is also the twisting of everything, and that includes, on a biological and physiological level, the activities of homosexuality. So I will say again to all those who want to be involved, you need to continue to fight and to say no. Thousands and thousands and thousands of ex-homosexuals could also be in the battle and share why you left that lifestyle and why that lifestyle was wrong. There is clearly redemption. So the issue is the incremental, little by little, hacking away at everything, and it does involve biblical prophecy. If you go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, where it says that the coming of the Antichrist, the apocalypse, the time of his appearing, is in accordance with the work of Satan that's displayed in every kind of counterfeit, sign, wonder, and miracle. Deceiving, seducing, counterfeit, supernatural experiences, events, and so forth. As never before in history, we'll be leading humanity, those open to it, away in deception. And then it goes on to say, and in every sort of evil, every kind of moral issue. See, the left-hand pathers, they understand that sin dirties the conscience, and by laws of engagement, continued decadent and even detestable sin issues can open the door for the demons to influence, to attach, and ultimately to possess. It's part of preparations and rituals. It's part of what the rituals are all about. It's why the demons come in the context of torture and fear and shedding of human blood, the decadence, the sin issue, the moral issue. So as a nation goes, as a person goes, becoming more and more morally decadent, there's no question that it dirties the conscience, can sear the conscience, as with a hot iron, the Bible says. And it can literally, sin itself does transmute humanity and darken everything about our constitution. And then it leads to deep openings. That's what you think, you know, Ephesians 2 is all about. The prince of the power of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient, those who are living in the issues of sin, the doors are open. And the doors are open for influence, ultimately for engagement, attachment, and the possibilities even of possession. People have been possessed because of massive decadence. So as a broad brush that the Luciferic agenda paints, the supernatural side is one. And you'll notice that in all old occultism, current New Age occultism, all left-hand path, there is always a connection between deep, dark, demonic presence, manifestation, rituals, occultism, occult teachings, and human sexual decadence. They go hand in hand. Well, as we look at that in our culture, please understand, whatever nation you're from, and I would speak as an American to say, listen, as a believer, I have a right to fight, I have a right to pray, I have a right to influence, I have a right to make my stand. And I'm going to follow, based on the prophetic writings, based on the gospel of Christ, and based on the eternal command of God. God wants the nation saved. God wants the nation to turn to God. And in that, there is great, great blessing. And it does help close doors. And in this day and in this hour, as we're moving to the end, we can still fight. No sense giving up just because it looks like a dark day. We'll talk more about that in a few moments. I want to give a recap real quick, because last week and this week, we brought out a lot of information. And again, what does it have to do with the votes in California? What does it have to do with the socialism that's being pushed? What does it have to do with the entire change that is going on across America and even in the world? It has everything to do because, again, there is a darker agenda that is now surfacing as prophesied by Christ and the rest of the Word of God. And as it surfaces, it will come in that critical mass of thinking among the peoples. Nations will turn to the spirit-guided globalism, dark spirit, that is, and continue to open the way for what's going to be the most tyrannical, controlling, devastating political military system in human history. The warnings that Jesus laid out in Matthew 24, well, it's clear the writing is on the wall. And we can take that in context with Daniel, with Revelation. And so the reason for the discussion on the issue of Nephilim, that it does play a part in past biblical revelation, past spiritual warfare, clearly with Israel. Contemporary, it involves the bloodlines, clearly, that have existed all the way to today. It has everything to do with the Mayans, the Mayan prophecies, the pyramids, Akhenaten and Quetzalcoatl being Nephilim of the highest order, first generation, it looks like. And how they affected cultures and what they deposited and the so-called secret hidden knowledge in these places that they believe more and more of it will be unearthed are some of the most powerful didache of daemonoia, doctrines of demons. I mean, this is inspired by the darkest of dark and most likely deposited for the sake of this future time. So please understand, as a believer in Christ out there, and for those that are seeking to understand conspiracy, that the fallen cherub, the dark side presence, will pull out every possible card they can in the seizure of global control that will lead to the most masqueraded spiritual, political, economic, environmental, and military deception in all of human history. And that leads to billions and billions of humans dying. Oh, well, when we say billions and billions dying, but that's exactly what's coming out of the Mayan teachings, the occult teachings of the past, the Georgia Guidestones, the concept behind spiritual guided globalism, New Ageism, is the elimination of humanity as a cleansing, as a, listen, as I listened to just yesterday again, that in the growing spiritual Luciferic principle affecting peoples, nations, and kings, well, there's going to be this kind of, and I'm calling it a Luciferic rationalization, why hundreds of millions must die. And the principle that is laid out in the demonic doctrine is, well, billions will have to die because they're not going to give in to the new spiritual age, and they have to be eliminated because they stand in the way. Well, Georgia Guidestones, I believe, is a line drawn in the sand. And though thousands and thousands go to see it, I don't think that they're understanding the ramifications. I'll be down in Nashville on Saturday inside the look-alike temple of Athena. I'll be doing some research, some prayer mapping. I will seek to engage maybe insiders. Athena, if a Nephilim was also a, well, clearly a representation of the demonization that comes with Nephilim presence. The concept of temple, the concept of laws of engagement, of having territory, having ground. And eventually, in every case, massive human sacrifice. Now, I've got a news article that came in, and I appreciate the dear friend that sent this. Teotihuacan tunnel, the tunnels down in the Mayan ruins. They're looking for the actual leaders, the kings, which if that includes Quetzalcoatl, you're dealing with finding Nephilim bones. And I've got questions today. Let me give you the questions. We'll answer those in just a moment. Number one, are they real? Number two, are they here? Number three, how do you find more evidence? Number four, if bones are found and a site is found, what do you do? Number five, if you run into an existing, a real first, second, third, or whatever generation Nephilim, or a Neph-demonized enhanced super soldier, what do you do? And number six, does the future really tell us that they will be here bringing destruction to humanity? Let's take a look at some of those as we're looking into the recapping of the powers of the Nephilim. They're supernatural, believed in the actual genetics would be clairvoyance, telekinesis, seeing into realms, trying and seeking to predict the future. Enormous supernatural, but finite abilities. That's why it's always not accurate. In every case, whether it's a non-human enhancement from spirits, possession and oracles being given, if it's from fallen finite spirits, if it's Nephilim genetics even, you still have fallen finite supernatural powers that are limited, though more advanced than humanity, though spectacular in the sight of humanity, still finite, still limited, and inaccurate in its final, evidence that we see. Nevertheless, the intent, as God the Holy Spirit said in Timothy 4:1, the intent of all of this is the deception of humanity. Do you care about the deception of humanity? Do you care whether sons and daughters, whether people in your nation, your neighborhood, are deceived and are taken by the most lethal presence that helped bring the fall of the human race, coming into Judas, helped betray the Son of God unto death on a cross, and is predicted to bring the most devastation to the human race, to the environment, to the earth, well, in the collective of human history. So to the 2012ers, New Agers, psychics, remote viewers, and others that would be grabbing into this spiritual evolution to a new age, a new consciousness, you are playing into the hands of a masqueraded, Jesus called him, father of lies and a murderer. Number one, are they real? Well, absolutely. I mean, if you go back again to Genesis 6, the B'nai Elohim took the daughters of men. This has nothing to do with Seth. Human to human, conception and birth is going to bring another human. But in this case, the B'nai Ha Elohim, the fallen angels, took the women and created Nephilim. These are giants. These are mutations. And one of the reasons for the flood, was to wipe out this genetic human consuming process. It was really, the flood is an act of grace in the sense that it saves humanity. It's an act of spiritual warfare in that it stops this satanic and demonic mutation of humanity and consumption of humanity. Then we have again afterwards, and again all the translations will tell you clearly that then again afterwards. Numbers 13 and other places in the Old Testament, it is clear that Israel fought Nephilim and had to deal with Nephilim. And that they, inspired by their nature, inspired by the demonization that they would draw and lead the local human tribes into, that would foster the drive to come against Israel. So without question, they were real. All along Israel's history, they were real. There's no biblical clear evidence that says they were eliminated totally and completely wiped out. Though there was a goal on a spiritual warfare battle basis to stop them. Most in the world of the occult and of the left-hand path believes that the bloodlines continued. And this goes to the spirit, demon spirit guided revelations that Madame Blavatsky and Alice Bailey and others, as they began to give that Luciferic rationalization, justification for altered humanity, the root races, the Hyperboleans, the Lumerians, the Atlanteans, the Aryans specifically. So you've got to understand how real the issue is. It's so real, it's part of the motivation of Hitler and Himmler and the Nazi regime that led to a world war and their goal for world conquest. It's part of what motivated them to build an army big enough, strong enough, super strong enough to enforce a demonized pagan spiritual system as the ruling system. That's very similar to what's prophesied about the days of Antichrist, the false prophet, the regime, and a supernaturally holy, completely demonized super soldier, super military that's going to be fostered for, forged for Armageddon. Number two, are they here? I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say yes on a number of bases. One, that the process, that if they're going to be here clearly by biblical prophecy in the future, I mean, the Antichrist and the false prophet Theron, as we've already gone over, Revelation 13 and 14 together, you're dealing with hybrid anyway. You're dealing with Satan in human skin. You're dealing with the false prophet most likely being the same, since God gives the same terminology. And then in the prediction of the pale horse issue, you've got the fourth of humanity dying based on sword, plague, famine, and the beasts of the earth, wild beasts or Theron. Now, again, I will say it again. It is clear. Study all of it in the Old Testament. Overwhelmingly, it involves the concepts of, it can clearly involve the wild animals. But it can also involve highly demonized, if not Nephilim-oriented tribes. And if God is calling the Antichrist and the false prophet Theron, and then says in the context of Revelation and those exact days that what wipes out hundreds of millions, sword, famine, pestilence, and Theron. Now, I will say that based on the Spirit-given revelations, communications to abductees who believe that they had been abducted, impregnated, that they were, the whole goal was to bear hybrid, in the alienologist's view, a hybrid superhuman. And yes, in the occult view, superhuman, it is an enhanced human in the worst way, genetically. Genetically, they're not even called human. So if it comes to direct fallen angel, regardless of how they morph, how they masquerade, if they come looking like, you know, aliens, it doesn't make any difference. If they act like a demon, speak like a demon, work like a demon, well, then they're clearly a demon. The cosmocrators that are in the heavenly realms, Ephesians 6, that are operative, the prince of the power of the Eros, the immediate dense atmosphere, that field around the earth. They're operative from up there down, in the sense of ufology and the UFO issues. Are they displaying counterfeit signs and wonders even in the heavenlies? Yes. Are they operative from that domain, that base? Well, yes. So, there's been, gosh, over 60 years of this process of their seeking to breed hybrids. There are world-renowned scholars on the subject. There are many that have talked about it. There are experiencers that have talked about it. And the other side of this fence would be the satanic ritual abuse that, by the way, would have begun in the mid-40s in the United States and other places, just as the Roswell incidents, so much of the alien, UFO, this, again, supra-dimensional, natural engagement, it began, in a sense, out of the skies, and underground, something else began. Now, some estimate up to 10 million of what are called chosen ones or Babylon working babies they're all believed to be birthed in the ancient bloodlines, like Hitler and Himmler were seeking to do with back breeding the Aryan to becoming a pure Aryan, a pure God-man, small g. The idea of backbreeding to hybrid presence. There is a genetic goal in that. Now, with that, and the further you get or the closer you get to actual Nephilim blood, and again, I'm going to tell you this. I believe the entire process of backbreeding is an agenda from the other side that has taken root into the hearts and minds of scientists, psychiatrists that have been involved, military individuals that wanted the weaponization of this process. 1947 is when G.H. Estabrooks wrote about this as a military weaponization process. So in the 40s, massive, massive shifting of doors, major experiences occurred, and streams that affect us will affect millions, and even now worldwide. There are millions of these satanic, richly abused. That's not the best term. The best term is not DID, satanic ritual abuse. If we want to go back and see the kind of terminology that the very demonic satanic presence had in mind, recreation of Nephilim presence, whether by the development, the evolutionary backbreeding to get to it, or to help open doors for horrific fallen angels to come and do it direct. So there are stories, both with the abductees and with the richly abused, by the hundreds of thousands, and now with the richly abused into the millions. And I can't even equate in Europe the belly of the beast, how many there would be. Though we've dealt with individuals there and have had contact with individuals there and know of those who are fighting for the redemption, healing, and deliverance of SRA DID there. Let me tell you something right now, that if it goes to our limited level of statistics, then Europe would probably have 20 million. Russians would definitely have millions. And don't forget that this is birthed in, conceived in, birthed in, and everything about it is shrouded in actual manifested supernatural dark secrecy, the power of satanic secrecy. The Spirit of God breaks the lid open, 2 Thessalonians 2, telling us that the secret power of lawlessness is already at work. That's written 2,000 years ago. How much development, satanic evolution, has occurred in and for his agenda since that time? Right now, all through society, the targets being primarily political realm, economic realm, military realm, the goal of a red-hot consensus among the minds and hearts worldwide, a secret power of lawlessness. So it's been very hard to nail down the abduction scenario, crossbreeding, and getting your hands on an actual Nephilim, quote, baby. Same thing is true with the SRA issue. Breeders have talked about this all the way back into the 80s. Into the 90s, we engaged breeders, and we began a hunt. We began saying, let's look for the evidence. And I'll say it this way. I know of a team that has an ongoing project that has gone as far as visiting military bases, pre-mapping areas, doing the research, engaging those who believe they have Nephilim genetic or blood in them, and engaging them who believe they know where possibly real Nephilim are being gathered. But let me tell you something. Like Ezekiel chapter 8, there is no way to look under this carpet. without sovereign, supernatural, infinite, authoritative, the cutting knife of the hand of God. There's no possibility to just, on an educational basis, on a Googling the web basis, are we going to find face-to-face, backbred almost total Nephilim, let alone rebirthed first-generation Nephilim. I don't believe anybody's going to find the Antichrist or the beast, the second beast, Revelation 13. Did you notice? He ascends. There's an ascendancy out of the earth. Underground is a big issue. Underground, there are tunnels. Underground is where the Nazi regime had massive underground tunnels and work that was going on. Underground in the pyramids, underground in the Mayan temple area, underground in the monarch and majestic mines, the massive underground bases and tunneling that has gone on. Many can talk about Greenbrier and what went on there. So when we talk about the backbreeding to super soldiers that are being prepared, and then the actual first-generation type Nephilim. Where's it all taking place? Well, regardless of the physical locations, you must understand the sheer, thick, real, satanic shielding, the power. That's why God has called it a secret power of lawlessness that is already, the Greek word, supernaturally operative. And that secret power of lawlessness is in direct relationship to the frog in the kettle evolutionary process and the development of Antichrist and the eventual coming of Antichrist, apocalypse of the Anthropos Anamos, the man of lawlessness, and his being at the temple. So it involves all of it. The secret power of lawlessness is the thick, high manifested powers that shielded serpent worship in Ezekiel's day. In Ezekiel's day, chapter 8, if you read it, who knew? Not even the great prophet knew until God guided him. And see, this is why I believe it is the will of God that we do find some of it and engage some of it and warn and expose. You can't expose what you don't know. So to those who are really trying to find the depths of this, you will need the supernatural hand of God to guide you to break in a supernatural hole through this thick satanic wall of secrecy. You'll never research it otherwise. God's providence, God's direct breaking in, God's showing. And it wasn't just by vision and dream. It was actually taking, through supernatural process, but taking Ezekiel into the actual cave where the, and again, it had to have been years and years and years of serpent worship that involved probably Nephilim bloodlines that would have continued to this day. Serpent worship, which is ultimately the Luciferic worship, continues to this day. And there are those, and I watched a video, Philip, I think his name's Gardner, justifying serpent worship as a good thing. The serpent is a good thing. It's like chewing razor blades is a good thing, right? Amazing to me. Amazing to me. So are they here? I'm going to say yes. Are they hidden probably underground? Yes. Are the Nephilim enhanced super soldier chosen ones that we've written deeply about, are they in public life? Are they operative? Do they have programming? And are they sleeper kind of coming soldiers? Well, yeah, there is in a sense a layering. There are those that are the sleepers that are trained to be the assassins, agents of chaos, agents of anarchy, even those that we have broken into, again, by the authority of Christ, the blood of Christ, the hand of the Spirit of God, the consistent 20 more years of information, and corroborative evidences have shown that they are here because they believe they're here to create the massive anarchy, help bring down nations, all and unleash the what they might consider a satanic counterfeit Pentecost, an incredible bolt, worldwide bolt of supernatural power like a wave. So an evolutionary spiritual wave is coming. Not like the New Agers think that's going to lead humanity to a new level of homo lumos or homo deity. But this is the darkest of darkest powers masquerading as light that will be part of that promise of Genesis 3 of supernatural special knowledge leads to supernatural evolutionary process to deity, to godhood. Never has happened. The finite cannot produce it. Not even in himself. The fallen cherub has not become God. The finite cannot become infinite. That's the desire. That's the promise. That's what I think they've been working at, amassing the powers. Well, maybe they believe if they eliminate the infinite, they can then be the highest but then again, you have this problem. In the heavenlies, that's already been attempted. God said to the finite cherub, "You fool." The moral decadence, the moral stupidity, the fruitlessness of that attempt. The rage was there, the will to power was there, obvious, and then came here, and will exert itself. And we're in the midst of it. That's why we're doing this series. We're in the very, very close days to all of this. So when you hear of stories of soldiers battling a giant with supernatural powers or one of these entities being caught and they have powers that literally create headaches and bring mind problems and cause people dizziness and all kinds of things. Real first-generation Nephilim will have powers to exert straight out of them. And if they're like the past Nephilim, they will seek to acquire demonic presence. Now listen carefully. In the future event of Revelation 16, when the dragon, the unseen full force of hell's presence, the Antichrist, Satan in human skin, the false prophet, Aetherion, realize that out of the mouth of the Antichrist, out of the mouth of the false prophet, spirits are sent. What does that tell you? Let me ask you again to stop and think through this. I understand it from our dealings with those who've been a part of the backbreeding, part of the process of bringing Nephilim here. Nephilim seek, even though they are genetically a mix, a hybrid, as with Quetzalcoatl and as with, all over, actually. But wherever you find them, they're going to lead people to human sacrifice, summoning the dark powers, and the Nephilim seek to acquire powers. This is what I seen the last time I was in Nashville with Athena and the symbols, sigils, the markings, the things that were on her. It would represent the fact that they have brought in, just like a satanic priest or any real Luciferian, they can do rituals where they bring demons inside of themselves because they want it. They're willing. They want the powers. They want the abilities that they give as long as they serve that cause. The Nephilim the same. So when Nephilim acquire demonic powers, they are also able to literally, now listen, unleash them out of their mouths against selected targets. So when we go to question number 4, the issue is, and actually question 5, How do you do? Listen, I'm saying that I've also found in the SRA instance of those who are out of the 50s, selected out of the bloodlines, conceived by demonic ritual activity, just like Jack Parsons, the rocket scientist, was trying to do in creating our own scientist who tried to influence many other scientists and did. This is where we need to look into the underneath the carpet of Scientology. What's really going on out there in the desert in their vault? Who's in the vault? What's in the vault? So, even now with some of these super soldiers beyond Colonel Shannon's First Earth Battalion, though that may have laid a lot of ground and does lay ground for the future, the super soldiers that we've engaged not only are mighty and knowledgeable in all their battle issues, but with their multiplicity, having many different kinds of abilities, and the demonization and the belief in their genetics being empowered, when it came down to it, were they faster? Were they quicker? Did they have powers? Did they create headaches? Did they try to invade minds? Did they try to harm people? Did they send spirits right out of them against us? Yes. Yes. And when we, you know, learned, and I tell you what, we've been through a lot of battles, you know, for 25 years we've engaged this issue. I mean, satanic ritual warfare, where they summon spirits up straight out of a ritual and send them, that's one thing. Demonizing objects and bringing them to leave them to where they can bring effect and curse and problems against people, that's another thing. Neth-enhanced super soldiers, or the infiltrators that are out there, the sleepers, the ones that will be the agents of chaos, the Red Horse issue, that will bring great butchery to humanity, and help open a massive gateway of, and that's why I believe the troops on the other side of the veil are amassed at the border. And when all hell breaks loose, when the restrainer is removed, then not only does the anarchy, chaos unleash in multiple nations worldwide, and the bloodshed butchery of the Red Horse event occur, and millions die. All of that, along with the Black Horse issue of scarcity, along with the Pale Horse, will absolutely make way for a humanity that is in dire fear and desire for a regime, a leader, a new spiritual day, a new healing, a new environment, a new politic, a new military, a new earth, a new man. That's what it's all leading to. That's what it's all leading to. So yeah, I believe they're here, underground. Hidden. Even sometimes by a suit. Listen, they have rituals, let alone their powers, but the rituals themselves. Please understand. Even Jesus acknowledged Satan has power. He can do counterfeit signs, wonders, and miracles. He can bring dazzling human enhancements from a distance, even as the power emanates, the energies emanate to remote viewers, to weapons development people, to psychics, to New Agers, etc. But it all has a purpose, so that when the burst of hell, when those doors open, the chaos is unleashed, and these ground-level, chaos-causing, highly programmed, highly demonized, bloodlined to the Nephilim powers individuals are released, well, there's going to be battle, there's going to be butchery, there's going to be, and I've already said, it's clear that in the process right now, and their placement in government, law enforcement, all areas of society, including churches, everywhere, because when the day the restraints removed and the activation is released, than even inside the churches, the shooters, whether by machete or whether by weaponry or by explosion. You've got to understand, we have been physically attacked by programmed, demonized agents that were meant to be unleashed here in the future, but we've engaged them and dealt with them here. And it came very close to being slaughtered, literally. Have they followed and taken pictures? Do they know where I live? Sure. Do they know where anybody that opposes globalism and the satanic side is? Yes. Are they in churches everywhere as sleepers? Yes. In the series Dark Rituals, Dark Powers, I go over how to detect that and what to begin to do. I'm not talking about hundreds. I'm talking about millions. And we're talking about millions that are intact and ready to be released. Anybody working in this field will find, as they're going deep down in, not only breeders, but those who can speak German, those who can speak other languages, those who are the sleeper assassin agents, programmed, demonized, that if deliverance and redemption and everything and healing is found, then the same story is going to be given. This agenda began in the 40s, actually in the 20s when it came to the Nazis, in the pre-Nazi development. And so the pre-Nazi development was, again, spiritism, New Ageism, occultism that led to the political, military, deep Luciferic ideology that led to the massive destruction. And it has continued. Again, just like Judas. Judas has been used and is dead, gone. When Satan came to Matthew 4, he came to Jesus, and he had the audacity to try to even bring down the Son of God. And when he couldn't, the Bible says he went away to a more opportune time. Please understand, you've got to know the biblical picture that the Spirit of God paints of how huge, that's the biblical word, enormous, the dragon, the full force of satanic presence is. They know prophecy, so they seek to either counterfeit and then preempt and do and stop the recipients and stop the prophecy. They know Christ was coming the first time, Revelation 12. That's why the dragon was there, wanting to destroy the Christ child, but couldn't. That's why Armageddon, the only reason for Armageddon is to destroy the return of Christ. It's about killing God. This is all about killing God, taking the throne of God, and you and I are in the mix. So, are they here? Yes. Number three, how do you find them? Or let me say this, how do you find more evidences? And I'm going to say this for all those in the article I just received about the researchers, the archaeologists, in the tunnels by the temples, looking for the bones of the God, small g's, that led back in that day. Quetzalcoatl, where's he at? Well, some believe he flew off and he's coming back again. They're looking for him. Let me say that if archaeologists ever hear this, if researchers, I don't care if they're out of Harvard, if they're, out of a small little basement seeking to deal with this issue, you're going to need the hand of God. As I said, Ezekiel 8 shows me, and I believe God is willing, God wants the exposure of and then an engagement and a breaking. That happened in 2 Kings 21, 22, 23 with Josiah. That happened in the case with Ezekiel. But it absolutely took supernatural guidance, supernatural power to break in. And because believers in Christ can have the armor of God on, use the authority of Christ, know the power of prayer, I do believe that being applied to researchers in the area of archaeology in the area of ufologists, there's very few, very, very few in the entire abduction, alien abduction scenarios who are believers. Very few that are applying strong, the best biblically advanced spiritual warfare mapping to break into, to expose, to cut into that whole supernaturally dark masquerading scenario. And I would say the same is true when it comes to the so-called satanic ritual abuse, which is really the agenda to create the troops of Antichrist. The master race issue, the troops of the coming Antichrist, the new man. And that continued, and that's what many of those that are engaged inside that eventually demonic powers and programming broke off and they turned to Christ, you're going to find out. But again, by the millions. Europe, all over, United States, Canada, so forth. So that's what's going on. And so how do you find them? You need to build a team. You need to seek the Holy Spirit's guidance. You need to say, Lord, I know that in my city satanic rituals are being done. I know there are victims of satanic ritual abuse. I know that that means that they've attempted to create warriors and soldiers here, that there's plot and plan for the coming Antichrist and coming chaos. So I know that there's ritual centers like factories that are opening gateways through the ritual, summoning the powers and unleashing them in the air to build the presence and the power that affects the conscience, minds and hearts of millions of people worldwide. So I think we should do something. So taking teams to go into it to really, like the spies of Israel, know what you're doing, and I don't have the time here to give you an entire outline. Maybe I'll take time for this team that I know of that is doing this to give some of their principles to you. Some of those principles are found more in the series Dark Rituals, Dark Powers. So here on Thursday night, let me say this as we come to the conclusion, because we're going to run out of time, that if you take by spiritual warfare principles into archaeology, looking at the ancient sites, looking into all old occultism and current secret societies, military black op operations, underground operations that are spiritually motivated, the UFO scenario, the SRA scenario, the experiencers, if you invade that realm like the spies of Israel, using the authority of Christ, prayer, the Spirit of God's leading, for the goal of putting an end to some of it, exposing as much as possible, warning others, and bringing redemption ultimately to everyone that can be saved. Number four, quickly, is another question. If the bones are found or a site, what do you do? Well, let me tell you something. Nephilim bones that have been pictured with elongated skulls, and of course, Steve Quell has done this and many others have done this. I'm reading new archaeologists on this right now. I might send emails to some of them now that are pursuing the bones of, well, they're at least believing they can find possibly the bones of the old gods down among the temples. And that may be true concerning, but let me tell you something. Do you remember the factor in Jude where Satan came to get the body of Moses? That between Satan and Michael, there was a dispute over the body, which would have been ultimately the bones of Moses. What did Satan want with the bones? You know what could be done with bones? Demonizing them. Demonizing them and using them as objects of doorways, gateways. When Dahmer was caught and all the people that he slaughtered and murdered and killed, most people just thought of him as some kind of sexual goofy predator. When I was at Def Tech, a SWAT team training area, Tom Wedge, law enforcement, and others came in with the books of big books of the pictures, and he showed slides. Jeffrey Dahmer made satanic altars out of human thigh bones. He made a power cone, a triangle, out of human skulls. Jeffrey Dahmer was spiritually guided, and most now are saying that they believe he was multiple, that he may have been one of these chosen ones, but that went awry. And, of course, what he was doing involved the massive sexual perversion, the killing of lives, the shedding of blood. But the bones, he had ritual books, satanic books, he had the stuff. He was conjuring powers. Maybe that's why he stayed hidden and untouched for so long. Maybe that's why it's very clear, and I'm saying it is why, the ritual centers, the perpetrators, even Bohemian Grove, and probably dozens of other high places like it, they're staying shielded. There is real power that keeps them shielded, even as they use, you know, hidden places and underground places. I mean, the one thing is to hide, which they do. Underground is the primary place. But the powers raised to create the satanic bubble, well, by the blood of Christ, the authority of Christ, the prayers of the saints, the spirits leading, there are clearly some of those bubbles that can be broken. So if bones are found on a site, what do you do? Well, realize, first of all, if you're on the site, you're on demon-attached grounds. You're on grounds where human blood was shed, gateways were opened. You should have a massive team of prayer warriors praying, just like in Haiti when the black pig was slaughtered and his satanic ritual was done and Haiti was dedicated as a nation to Satan directly, all because they wanted to get rid of the French. It has become the voodoo capital of the world, which leads, I believe, to its economic and human decadence and misery and problem. Thank God there are believers there that have gone to the grounds, the ritual grounds where these old rituals were done, praying over them, commanding the demons that have been given rights away and are seeking redemption. So you'll need to use every ounce of real biblical everything, and it's the most, I mean, it is, there's more advanced spiritual warfare than what God can give, my friends. And it was God that led the great prophet to see, not only on a supernatural basis, but to physically be there and look. He could have touched the walls. So I'm telling you that if you get into this process, as we've experienced, you will be led by God. You will find some of these places. And you'll need to do everything you need. Listen, when you go to the beehive and strike it, you're going to know the bees are going to come after you. And I'm talking about physical individuals involved, let alone the spirits that get angry, and the ones that will be summoned and sent against you. Well, I'm just saying, don't be afraid of that. But understand that if you do nothing, you can be defeated, you can be just plundered. You need to be standing in the under the lordship of Christ, knowing the mission of God, with the full armor of God on, most likely have a team, and use the authority of Christ to be very, 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 you know, alert spiritually, very attuned to the Holy Spirit. So you're going to need to do that. Number five, if you run into actual Nephilim, well, I tell you what, you better just bolt out of your mouth the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, Revelation 12 says they overcame the dragon. The dragon's bigger than Nephilim. Satan himself, as we'll talk about Friday, is bigger than Nephilim. And yet we have the right to rebuke Satan. We have the right to overcome all the power of the enemy. We have the right to say, the Lord rebuke you, Satan. And to use the authority of Christ. I'm convinced, as in the Old Testament days, when this occurs, this pale horse issue, and if Nephilim unleashed are doing what they're doing, I'm very convinced that there will be those that fight back on a basis of weaponry. But I'm telling you what, if they have the powers to extend thought into human mind and to do things as super soldiering research is seeking to be able to do, even now, then you better be just pumped up in Christ, unleashing the full authority of Jesus. Stand your ground, just like David when it came to Goliath. David only won because of the hand of God, the presence and power of God, as he battled what would have been, I believe, Nephilim, and Nephilim that has been demonized. Very powerful. No one of the soldiers in all of Israel, even collectively, would go after Goliath. But someone, one individual, on a physical scale, had no ability. You may have no ability on a physical scale, but if you going out with the hand of God backing your life, you're indefeatable, no matter what occurs. David did it. I am sure there are going to be cases where we will have to and stand. You seek the Lord on that. You seek God's wisdom, James chapter 1. And since we've come to the end of this, let me just say a few things at this moment. We are already actually a little bit over, so I'm going to give the rest of this for the Friday. Just join me on the live Friday show. Again, shatterthedarkness.net on the web. This is Russ Dizdar. We're going to say again, God bless you. Listen, keep us in your prayers, please. Come to the conferences. We'd love to meet you. Please realize that if these messages and MP3s and all of this material from the shatterthedarkness.net website and all that we do, you feel is a benefit, a needed mission, a needed work, since we do not have commercial product sales and things like that, we do invite your support. And so we pray that you pray for us, that if you can, bring us investment and support. Take a look at shatterthedarkness.net. You'll see where it says how you can help support. We thank you for that. We're grateful. And we'll see you Friday night, August the 6th. Good night.